Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? It's surprising, but most people who are in business do not understand the sales process. They really don't. They really don't understand what it's all about. What it's all about, and they use the words. They say, I understand that sales are about meeting the needs of the people that I'm doing business with and want to sell. And that's true, but they don't understand what that means. Most salespeople, after they have the prospect and they go in to make the presentation, they go in and they just blurt out their presentation. You know, this is who I am. This is why you want to do business with me. This is why we are the people who can meet your needs. This is the price. They just go on and on and on. There's only one thing that they forgot, no matter how good their presentation is. They forgot to listen. When anyone walks into a sales presentation, listening is the most important thing that you can do. And why is it the most important thing that you can do? Because the customer, the prospect, is going to tell you many things that you need to know about selling them, about convincing them. If you don't get them to talk, if you don't draw them out in conversation, if you just go in and you present, you don't really know what you're presenting to. You don't know what their problems or what their challenges are. Many times with most sales presentations, when the salesman goes in to sell a product or service, they're already buying it from someone. It's unusual that they're not buying it for someone. It's possible, but people been in business for a while, they need a goods and service, and they go out and they find it, and you have to find, as the salesperson, the pain points. What's really bothering them about their current situation? Is it price? Is it delivery? Is it quality? Is it attitude when they call the company? What is it that would make them buy from you? What can you provide for them other than the product or service? Many businesses are selling a product or service that you can get anywhere. There are many companies you can get it from. What makes you different? What makes you special? Yes, I know you've got great delivery. You've got great price. You've got great product. You're a great company. You're great people. Everybody likes you. I understand that. But do you understand the person that you are talking to? Are you actually providing them with information that's useful, or are you just talking at them? And if you're talking at them when you get done with your presentation, they're going to say, thank you very much. I'll keep this on file and I'll let you know. You must build a relationship with a business relationship with that person. They must feel that you are there for them. They must feel that you are there to help them get what they need from their business. They have to feel that you are there to help them move forward. You're not just someone who's going to sell them to get their money. You're going to create real value. And how do you do that? You do that by listening. So picture this. You go to a party, and you're standing around, and there are interesting people there, and you're in a group of four or five people, and all you do is talk about yourself. Well, this is who I am, and this is why I'm great, and this is the car I drive, and I just bought it last year, and it's, you know, fantastic. It's a sports car. It's fast. We just moved into a new house. The house is fantastic. It's the nicest house on the street. We had it decorated, on and on and on. The people around you are going to say, this person is really boring. They are really boring. I want to get away from them as quickly as I can. But in that same circle, under the same circumstances, you're with those people, and you're talking to them, and you start saying, well, Tell me about how your children are doing. Tell me about they're in college now. What are they studying? Tell me about, oh, you say you've decorated your house. Tell me what you've done. Tell me who your decorator is. Tell me about what's important to you. Tell me about your job. Tell me about, ask questions. Draw them out. They will tell you. They'll start talking because people want to tell you. The problem that we have today is there's not enough connection. We all say, I've got this many friends on Facebook, but they're really not friends. They're just pixels on a screen. That's all they are. So if someone has an opportunity to talk and to tell you what they need and to tell you what their pain points are and to tell you why they would want you to do business, what you can do for them, you have to listen. And then you have to tell them and adjust your presentation so that you can make them understand that you are a company to do business with. Think about it. You might actually re-replay this several times so that you can really get the message. And when you go on your next sales presentation, listen to what you are saying. Or go with, if you're the CEO of the company, go with your salesperson, listen to what they are saying. Make a connection. Find out what the pain point is. Don't just present and present and present, because you won't get the close. You won't get the sale. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.